you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you've downloaded us. I had a zit on my lip, and I scratched it just now, and I'm like, fuck, that hurts. Many years have I, and I'm right. Still getting fucking zits.
Medic!
You know, if you're listening to us, thanks for all the shit. Thanks. Welcome, everybody. If you're new, go to a previous episode to listen to the normal opening. We thank you for being here.
Thank you for the shit.
If you tweet us live during the show, if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, forgive me.
Hello. Have a slash. Isn't that British for taking a whiz?
Taking a whittle, yeah.
All over me, president.
That's what Putin said, probably.
Where's that fucking pee tape?
Would you like to have slash?
Lid on plastic.
Suddenly the guitarist from Guns N' Roses shows up.
Right.
Now I'm thinking about that guy. We got to talk about that guy that we met.
What guy?
Yesterday in a bar in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, yes.
A gentleman.
The loon?
We found out he's 62 years old.
Fuck you, boy. That's
quite,
who he is.
Yeah, quite a character.
And he's white, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. We talked a lot, mainly, except for one yes. little sidecar,
right?
But we talked mainly about it's only about music. He just listed,
yeah,
probably every white guy band you could think of.
It was every white
and
guy,
and he's
band.
Seen them. And he even talked about back in the day,
yes,
70s when he saw, I don't even remember who, the Starship,
yeah,
or Airplane. It was probably Airplane back then. It was before they upgraded.
Like, yeah.
And I saw them and over to Mobile in the man. He was
a loud talker. I ran into Lou Graham at Starbucks. Yeah. Lou Graham.
He was pretty fucking awesome. And then the best was when he told us about this horrible. They were there for a birthday party. My brother's 70 years old. I'm 62. 62.
Yeah.
And
not evolved.
Wearing a
roll tide, baby,
baseball cap.
Fuck you.
And who was it? The T-shirt, Pat Benatar.
Right, Journey.
And Journey, yes. T-shirt.
I mean, if you have shitty
Which I
politics,
think is what started the combo, right?
If you have shitty politics, you shouldn't be allowed to have good music. You shouldn't be allowed the good music. So fuck you.
You know, the whole point of sharing it is that he then went off on a little side tangent. Was like, yeah, yes. that's my sister over there. Yeah, she just got mugged and beaten, and we're like, oh my god. And he's like, yeah, they caught him. They caught the black guy that did
right.
it.
The black guy.
And we're like, oh, wow. And he's like, yeah, broke around into her house. Made her take all her clothes off. And we were like, whoa. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. And then he's like, they didn't rape her, though, because she told them, you ain't raping me.
Have you heard of the band Fuel?
she Yeah, she rebuked them. But horrible. They pistol whipped her.
Yes.
He said they pistol whipped her and everything.
But he said they didn't rape her. And then 2 seconds later, have y'all heard of Fuel?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That friend of yours, friend of the show.
Yes.
Might be listening.
Right.
Said seamless.
Yes. It was a seamless.
It was a seamless
fucking transition.
Right. From his naked pistol whipped sister on the kitchen floor, the image. Right. To y'all know Fuel.
Y'all know Fuel.
God, I got some damn great songs.
Oh, it's funny as shit. That was nuts. But then
the whole point was the black guy.
Yeah.
The whole point of me bringing it up was that he had to make sure that he let us know that it was a black guy that did
it. It's like, yeah, that's the good thing about hearing stories in Florida. You're always going to know if the person is African-American or not. They will always tell you. Right. Why is that? I don't know.
Just painting a picture for you.
And then the guy brought up that he loves every band. And he's like, that's Three Doors Down. That is real good.
That one, yeah. That one we had to keep our
minds. And then my friend was like,
for.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, they played the inauguration. And I was like, no. You know, maybe don't go down that road with this guy. He's going to, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I looked over at her and I said, that's the inauguration band, right?
Yeah. Shout out to my friend Bryn. She listens.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers. Hello.
Lots going on. I mean, I'm losing my shit over this this NFL thing. It's making me a crazy.
Oh, come on, you virtue signaler.
Yeah.
Signaler.
You heard that shit last night, was it?
Oh, God. I can't stand that. Somebody said they were watching some footage of the protests at Berkeley, and it was like, oh, it's just a bunch of virtue signaling. Look at all those white people virtue signaling. Doesn't that mean just showing empathy? Standing in solidarity.
Kill your
with
fucking
people.
Selves, you fucking globalist.
Then, by the way, Alex Jones is a guy that if he has chili or something hot to eat, he will forget the names of his children. Is that what came
out? No, it's too much meat.
Oh, right. If he overmeats.
Well, yeah.
I eat too much meat. I don't know who my kids
are. For some, that's a great weekend.
How the fucking amen? Listen, boy, I'm going to eat this sausage, and by the time I'm done, I might not know you. What right. the fuck?
It was the ages of his kids. They asked him.
Remember.
And during his deposition, he couldn't remember. He's like, I had meat. I had a big, I don't know, side of pork.
The big pork side. Fuck
you. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I like to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat.
Did you bring condoms?
Of course not. It's Florida, dummy. Nobody brings condoms.
That technology hasn't spread to Florida yet.
Listen, the chlamydia here is going to eat right through that motherfucker.
We bend over and say thank you.
Shouldn't she be in Nambia?
Oh, right. Didn't Borowitz say that she was...
ambassadorship. Yeah,
she's being named ambassadress.
Of Nambia. Nine!
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, September 25th, 2017.
The year of our fucking Lord.
Are your headlines?
Just keeping it fresh.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
A little extra,
effort,
an extra pepper.
It's my First Amendment.
Take a knee.
Yeah.
The headline over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate.
HuffPost.
Ooh, sucking my dick, a wee wee.
Is yeah, you know, it's never a good visual.
No.
When you're dragging out disabled people.
From
anything. Non-violent protesters.
Yeah, you know, Orrin Hatch is like, yeah, we'd like to get this shit under control and then get on with
the business
of taking away your fucking
healthcare. See the one guy they had to they just picked him up out of his chair and carried him like a plank.
God.
Out to the hallway, rolled him over, put the zip cuffs on him, and then lifted him up again like a like a log.
Yeah. That's horrible. Well, that's a good, you know what? That's how the GOP sees people. Logs. Objects to be picked up, tossed over, because fuck you, and they want to pass that bill no matter what. And that's who the fucking Republicans are. People that fuck with people in wheelchairs. That's who they are. They're the lowest.
The headline says...
No, I'm virtue signaling. Fuck you.
Senate ejects disabled Trump care protesters. What virtue signaling is that you're... It's look at me. Look at me. I'm doing good. Right?
To that...
That's you, what virtue yeah. signaling is.
I guess.
Is that the only reason these people are going out is not... Because they feel strongly about right. the subject. It's yes. their virtue signaling because it's the cool thing to do.
Well, you know.
Yeah, go and stand amongst a bunch of Trumpalos and
sure.
protest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the cool. See how cool it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Aren't you virtue? What about your virtue signaling? When you fucking go to these monuments and you
That's
rally
making
for
America
the racism.
Great, you cuck.
And your fucking heritage. What kind of virtue signaling was going on with those little fuck nuts with their fucking tiki torches? What is that?
That really?
I mean, fuck you,
you
man.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Shove my virtue signal right up your fucking ass, figuratively.
Hundreds of activists gathered on Capitol Hill today in protest of the Republicans' latest beleaguered attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act, with many saying they are prepared to be arrested. This is from Matt Ferner and Matt Fuller.
Yes.
Matt and Matt.
Hey, it's the Matts,
over
guys.
To the HuffPost. Shortly after the hearing began, some protesters in wheelchairs were physically removed from the hearing room.
Oh, my God, guys.
As protesters continued to chant, no cuts to Medicaid.
You fucking idiot fucking Republicans. Look how you are. That you look what you've done. They've made it so they have to throw disabled people out of a fucking room. They're idiots.
And we're all aware that they're doing it on purpose for
yeah, yeah.
the visual.
Right.
Yes.
That's
we are aware of that.
The point.
Because these people, but these people aren't. Like, I don't know,
right.
the people that got $50 ahead to show up for Trump's escalator announcement that he was joining the presidency.
That fucking Milo guy fucking paid people.
Leonopolis?
To show up at that fucking Berkeley thing. Same bullshit.
And he's not. These people are actually going to be affected by this. If their Medicaid goes away.
Yes.
Many of these people are obviously uninsurable. Looks
right.
like they may have it looks like the woman that they're dragging off
oh,
with
yes.
no arms and no legs.
Right.
I think she's got a pre-existing condition.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you something. If you don't have any arms or legs, how are you supposed to virtue signal? Wiggle your fucking
right.
nose? They're a bunch of virtue signalers. Fuck this shit.
So, yes. They did it on purpose. To be seen, to get the visuals, to
right.
get on the front page of people in wheelchairs being dragged out. Here's a blind guy getting dragged out by two cops.
I mean, don't you see the point? I mean, God, are these Republicans so fucking stupid, heartless idiots? Ugh, you're vomitous. And this is who you are. This is it. This paints a perfect picture of the GOP punching down. Attacking the most vulnerable of the society because fuck you,
yeah,
that's why.
Where's that familiar?
Oh, I don't know. You got a fucking president that's morally bankrupt. What a dick.
The, so yeah, they're talking about this horrible, the latest iteration. I mean, it's still not officially dead yet, even though Susan Collins of Maine.
I'm not dead yet.
Not dead. Oh, be quiet. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
I feel happy.
He fucking hits
I
it.
I feel happy.
Then he gets hit with that thing, so he
yeah.
kills himself.
Oh, cheers.
Officially
Thanks.
Dead. I want
right.
to go on a walk.
I'll see you on Thursday.
On Thursday. That's what the Republicans want. They want a guy pushing a wheelbarrow around. Hey, just...
Well, they're not going to pay for that either.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck it.
They're not going to pay for the guy that yells, bring out your dead.
Pay to wheel away your own fucking dead. Fuck you.
Senator Orrin Hatch. Orrin Hatch.
Alive? He's alive. I didn't know. Jesus Christ.
Put the committee in suspended animation while police removed the protesters. He told the shouting activists, if they can't remain quiet, then get the heck out. Get the heck out.
Well, take us out.
If you can't remain quiet, you fucking
dickhead. What the fuck?
I said the R word. In character, though.
Yeah.
I opted to stop.
We got to stop.
Senator Bill Cassidy, the main co-sponsor of the repeal legislation, along with Lindsey Graham.
Fuck you, Lindsey, you little dickhead.
Appeared undisturbed by the activist opposition.
Oh, they don't care.
Well, yeah. let me guess. Republican from Louisiana. Of course he's undisturbed by activist opposition.
Activists that are in wheelchairs that are being carried away and manhandled like luggage. Lindsey Graham doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't give a fuck. Oh, God. Keep voting for him, South Carolina, you fucking dickheads.
One activist said, community-based services are paid for through Medicaid, and if Medicaid gets cut, those community-based services get cut first. And they end up in nursing homes, and then those nursing homes get cut, too.
Oh, shit.
So where they end up is really shitty nursing homes where they are trapped and where they'll likely get poor services and die. Yeah. We think it's every American's right to live in the community, and cutting Medicaid means cutting our liberty. There was that guy the last time who, because of Medicaid, is able to live at home with his mother. He literally can't move like anything. He blinks and writes shit into a computer that then speaks it out.
Okay.
But he's spelling it out with his eyes or something, or with a sucking on a straw, one of the two.
That's how he virtue signals.
And they said if they cut the home visits to him, he goes in one of these homes and they have nothing in the state that can help him, that can house somebody with his severe disabilities. So they would have to shuck him out of state. So now he can't live at home, and he's going to be in some shitty facility out of state.
Where are his friends, and where are his support group?
His family. He goes out.
He's
in the neighborhood.
He's living.
Yeah.
He's living. He's participating in his life. Do people not understand how fucking shitty that is? Hey, an Orrin Hatch, you piece of shit. Let me ask you something.
Mormon.
You Mormon dickhead. When you retire, when you prance your old fucking decrepit dickhead GOP ass.
You.
Right. Out of the Senate. Where are you going to? Are you going to go in a shitty convalescence home? Out of the state where you live? Away from your family?
Well, Orrin's like 1,800 years old, isn't he? I mean, I think he's probably not long from retirement.
Hate don't crack. One of these fuckheads who are just evil and full of hate and just pass legislation that hurts people. How do they live so long? What's their secret? Just being dickheads?
Well, yeah, good health care. Paid for by us.
You're right. Man.
For life.
This is insane. Keep voting Republican, dickbags.
You can do one term in Congress, and I think you get a pension, and you get a and you get a you get healthcare.
Okay, draw up some forms. I'm gonna fucking run. Let's do it. Let's run.
I could be wrong about that one, but I'm pretty sure.
What are you gonna run for?
I don't want to fucking be in.
Come on, don't you want healthcare?
Never.
You gonna live in a shitty nursing home?
No.
Okay.
I'm a.
You're what?
I'm a point and yell and scream and point.
Oh yeah.
Type. Okay. I'm not
I'm just saying for the healthcare.
That whole
you just got to do one fucking
diplomatic
term,
thing.
Dude.
I'm not great at, huh?
Just one term. That's all you got to do. Affect some change.
So there you go. The healthcare bill, being allegedly debated for 10 minutes on the Hill. That dickwad Congressman or Senator Cassidy said, Somewhere, I don't have it open, but it, right. Basically he was like, yeah, well, you know, I wish we would have had months to talk about this too, but, you know, we just don't.
You had 8 fucking motherfucking fucking years, dickhead.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Playing with your cock?
You're right.
I don't know.
Let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Oh, wee wee.
To be fair and balanced here at Crab Diving.
Oh, why the fuck not?
See
sure.
What the other side ain't thinking.
What's going on, cock bags?
Oh, and of course, here we go. They are all on the NFL/Trump train.
Bleh.
Steelers QB regrets. Uh-oh.
A rapeless burger?
I'll bet.
This dirt bag.
The Hollywood Reporter says Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Regrets the Steelers boycotting the anthem. Trump supporters boo fans. Trump supports fan boos. There was a smattering of boos when the players came out on the field.
Right, right.
After having not been out there for the national anthem, and Trump is all for it.
What's the Steelers quarterback? Is it Roethlisberger?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Is he for?
He's a load. By the way, he's pretty much hated.
Tremendous. But is he for the protest of the anthem or against it?
Well, he changed his mind. I personally don't believe the anthem is ever the time to make any type of protest, he said. He released a statement saying he regretted his Pittsburgh Steelers boycotting the anthem on Sunday.
He regretted it.
Oh, boy. I was unable to sleep last night.
Oh, fuck you.
So I backhanded my wife. Told her to shut the fuck up.
He can't sleep because of the anthem thing.
Oh,
but
he didn't say that.
Okay. Huh? He can't sleep because of the fucking anthem thing?
Right.
This guy?
Not because he, you know.
Let me give you a hypothetical.
May have done some rapage.
What do you think would feel worse? Feeling bad over regretting the anthem or feeling bad about being a big raping sexual predator fucking monster?
What's worse?
Didn't Roethlisberger...
Having your fifis hurt because of this or being raped, Ben?
Yeah, he sexually assaulted people. And I don't even think it was alleged. And this fucking guy still got a fucking job.
The idea was to be unified as a team when so much attention is paid to things dividing our country. But I wish we approached it differently. We did not want to appear divided on the sideline with some standing and some kneeling or sitting.
Right.
As a team...
Yes.
Man, I don't know.
He's a dickbag, dude.
I don't know how the I gotta see how the I've been following. I don't give a fuck about the Steelers, so I don't know how the Steelers are doing this year. But man, he's got a count on these players to protect his rapey ass.
Yeah, yeah. God, he's such a big dumb looking.
Might be a little. Oops. Yeah. I don't know how that 400-pound lineman got by me.
Yeah. Shit, man. You better be careful in that shower, Roethlisberger.
He said, as a team, it was not a protest of the flag or the anthem. I personally don't believe the anthem is ever time to make any type of protest. Well, I personally believe the anthem. Why is it there when you think about it? Why are we doing this?
I do not know,
Pat. I want to go watch baseball. I want to go watch football. I want to go watch basketball, hockey. Roller derby.
You want to watch hockey?
Hockey's great live.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. It is true. Roller derby? They do that. They don't do the anthem before roller derby, do they?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Of course they do. I don't know.
But, and then the militarization, which a lot of reports are going around that say that started in the 2000s when the military started coughing up money to the NFL.
Yes.
And the MLB, maybe the NBA, I don't know, to sports teams to let them do that honor guard stuff.
Right.
Now with our national anthem, our members of the military, and they come out.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And sometimes they even do that, like, flyovers and shit during important games.
How much do they charge the NFL for that?
Fucking Trump on 4th of July wants to have some a creepy military parade.
What a dumbass.
Creepy.
Who wants that? I mean, really, what does that look like? We're gonna parade missiles down Pennsylvania fucking Avenue?
Yeah, that stuff is...
This isn't normal. None of this bullshit going on with Trump and all of this shit ain't normal. Yeah. And I saw some dickhead on Facebook say, hey, listen, if Hillary was elected, we'd be in the same spot with North Korea. Oh, would we? You fucking dickhead. Your crystal ball is broken. Shove it up your ass.
I mean, he would still be pursuing his nukes, not as belligerently.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Has Trump even responded? This morning, basically, the North Korean poobah, not Kim Jong-un, but the envoy or whatever in New York, came out and said that Trump declared war on us.
Shit.
Trump declared war on us.
That's terrifying,
and we're going to shoot your planes out of the sky if they come near us again, basically.
Why is he escalating this? He doesn't... Maybe he's really... You know, maybe it's everything. I go back and forth. Is he an asshole or is he fucked in the head?
Well, I think you can be both.
I think you can.
Obviously.
You can be versatile.
Yeah.
Back in 2010, Raplesberger was accused of rape. And then I just read this thing where it said the DA in Georgia, it was in Georgia, didn't have enough to prosecute or some shit like that.
Oh, well, then.
There's been a few allegations, though. He's a fucking creep. Him and Tom Brady, go suck dicks.
10 hours ago. Meanwhile, I don't know, 12, 13 tweets since Saturday over these uppity Negroes that are, that was Trump saying that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
Over these players taking a knee.
What do you think he says at the golf course? What
you know
do you
how
think
many tweets about the people starving to death in Puerto Rico?
Zero.
Trying to find one here.
0 point fucking motherfucking
Let's
zero.
See. Yeah, rough to find.
Nothing.
10 hours ago, so proud of NASCAR and its supporters and fans. They won't put up with disrespecting our country and our flag. They said it loud and clear.
Listen, how many times? If I had a nickel for every time Barack Hussein Obama said, I'm so proud of NASCAR. What the fuck? I'm proud of NASCAR. Hey, are you proud of NASCAR? What's your problem?
There is a 3:25 a.m.
He's nuts.
Wait. I'm doing the maths wrong. 5:25. Yeah,
still, bananas.
Yeah.
Bananas.
Then he tweeted a mere 6 minutes later.
Yes.
Many people booed the players who kneeled yesterday, parentheses, which was a small percentage of total.
Of total?
He wants everyone to know that only a few of those evil players knelt yesterday. These are fans who demand respect for our flag.
Jesus
Exclamation Christ. Point. Flag capitalized, by the way, creepy.
Yeah, yeah. That is fucked up.
Yeah, it's... There's weird...
But, you know what? To be fair, he really might think in that context, flag is a proper noun and it should be capitalized.
Yeah.
He is dumb as fuck.
8 minutes after that, the issue of kneeling has nothing to do with race. It is about respect. It is about respect for our country, flag, and national anthem. NFL must respect this! Exclamation point.
Can I, just for people, I don't know, that might be listening, if any of you dickheads are out listening, let's just take a moment to... This is why I think Colin Kaepernick started this protest. Because he feels, as an American, as an African-American in this country, he is not treated equally, right?
Yeah, and specifically, the police, the way the police treat people of color.
Yeah, they shoot them to death. Oh, yes, and another thing, I forgot to mention this. I don't know how it slipped my fucking mind. Slavery. This country was built on the backs of people we fucking owned.
Black people owned slaves, too.
It's so funny.
Black people sold people into slavery in Africa.
It was a positive. It was a positive for some people. Gee, how can you minimize the fact that we live in a country built by slaves? Built by fucking slaves!
Well, yeah. And the foundations, the financial foundations of many, many mega businesses and family money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was on the from the blood of slaves, blood, absolutely, sweat, and tears of slaves.
Hey, give it up to all the fucking rich white dick bags that crawled out of a fucking rich vagina.
They had a roof over their heads. Good job. They had jobs.
Fuck you, Koch brothers. Yeah, yeah, they had jobs. My job's being rich, straight, and white.
Then I have no idea why he tweeted this, but 5 minutes later, the White House never looked more beautiful than it did returning last night. Important meetings taking place today. Big tax cuts and reform. Like, he always has to let us know he's working.
Oh, yeah.
Big meeting, tons of meetings today. I'm not sitting around tweeting and watching Fox and Friends.
But haven't we heard that sometimes when he says he's doing something,
well, it's a lie.
There's a paper trail that indicates otherwise, right. Like, evidence.
Yeah, there was one time where he was like, got tons of meetings today, and there was nothing.
Yeah. You have an interesting definition of tons.
So there you go, Schittler.
Just, hey, banner losing weekend, his mind Schittler.
About all this fucking NFL stuff, which is...
Even for Schittler. Even for Schittler. This could be an exceptional weekend, don't you think? I mean, all the shit he stirred up. I mean, he's starting World War III.
Yeah, there's guy.
He's taking on North Korea and the NFL. Can you imagine? A two-front war.
We tweeted yesterday something to the effect of, there's got to be some big Mueller news dropping this week.
Oh, my God.
I mean, for all of this flashbangs that's going on from the Trump, from the Trumpian wing.
Gay stuff? Is that what's
happening?
There's
got to be something.
I hope there's a tape of him blowing Jared Kushner. Big fat blowjob tape. Ew. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's kind of fucked up.
North Korea's foreign minister said Monday President Donald Trump had declared war on North Korea.
Great.
And Pyongyang reserves the right to take countermeasures.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
Including shooting down U.S. bombers, even if they are not in its airspace. Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho.
Yes. Really? Say that again, please.
Ri Yong-ho.
Okay. What did Yong-ho say? I can't. I'm not evolved enough to just, I can't not.
The whole world should clearly remember it was the U.S. who first declared war on our country.
Thank you, Yong-ho.
Isn't it Re?
I don't know.
Like, isn't the last name first?
RealYoungHo.com.
RealYoungHo.
You know that exists.
Since the United States declared war on our country, we will have every right to make countermeasures.
Fuck you.
Including the right to shoot down United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace border of our country.
Great.
Ri said.
Ri. Jeez. That's great news. Jeez. Wonderful. Way to go, Schittler.
The question of who won't be around much longer will be answered then. Rihanna said in a direct reference.
I wish it was Rihanna. You know? I wish Rihanna. Well, Rihanna over there.
But look at this. The question of who won't be around much longer will be answered then. That's a response to a Trump fucking tweet that was like, they're not going to be around. That leadership won't be around much longer if they keep doing their shit.
Yeah. Hey, GOP bags of shit. If you gave two fucking craps about our fucking country, you would impeach him, you would start that process now. But no, go ahead, let him fucking tweet, let him start World War III. You don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck, right?
Aaron Judge broke the rookie home run record.
Oh, okay. God, have you seen that guy? He's fucking enormous.
He's giant.
I mean, I don't know if he took a knee during the anthem. I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell. That's fucking eight.
Oh,
I bet that
boy.
Guy on his knees is taller than me. I know that sounds kind of fucked up, but honestly, I bet.
His Twitter feed, his Twitter bio, Christian, faith,
well,
family, then baseball.
Bullshit. I've seen that guy play baseball. He's worked harder at baseball than any of those things.
God, you put your faith above your family. That's kind of fucked up.
That's,
I mean,
really
that religion
fucked up.
Religion really, really messes with people's heads.
Imagine,
I mean,
Your parents say to you, you know, I first in my life, my faith in my kids. Okay, so your belief in something that is never been proven, never been substantiated, doesn't fucking exist. There's no proof. It's based on a book of bullshit. You value that over something you shit out of your body? Are you kidding me? God.
Well, look at the ones that won't give their kids medical care.
Nah, that's nuts.
Because of their religious
medicine. Not in my country,
buddy. It's all fucked up.
If I was in charge, that's
why they have laws against that shit.
It's insane.
And there are people, I want to call them Republicans, in Idaho. We've done a couple of versions of that story where there was a kid that died because the parents wanted to pray away his, like, something.
Well,
totally treatable.
Right.
And the kid died.
It's too bad they don't worship the religion of Harry Potter. Then they could just whip out a magic wand and extubinus stuberando.
And there were a couple of fucking scumbag Republican evil lords who were thinking of proposing legislation to allow them to do that because Jesus.
That's disgusting.
That's bullshit. And that kid can't consent. That kid cannot consent to dying for its God at any age up till 18. If you're over 18 and you want to try to pray your illness away, Darwin. But if you are imposing that on your children, you need to go to jail.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If you're driving your kid around and he's young enough to be in a car seat and he's not, you get in fucking trouble, right? You get a ticket, who knows? But you're not going to give your kid penicillin if he's dying because you're going to pray it away?
Right.
Because what? Your stupid fucking non-existent God works in mysterious fucking ways? Suck my dick. Really, get bent, you fucking idiot. God.
What else is going on?
Well, we're just a couple of virtue signaling cucks.
Yeah, it's cool of us to sit here.
Oh, yeah.
In the office and yell.
Are you doing it to look cool?
Oh, God, yeah. It gets me so laid.
You look cool, though. I do. I like the do-rag.
Fuck off.
No, I do like it. Oh. I think it looks cool. You know what I mean? Like,
I have to wear it because my hair's getting too long.
I would wear that shit if I could pull it off.
My former boss on Facebook is horrified.
I used to wear one in the 90s, and I look so fucking stupid. In junior college, I got in the habit of wearing a do-rag and a fucking drug rug.
I don't go out in public with this.
Oh, why?
I go. Well, it is Florida.
It's
you do
cool.
have a point.
I would go out like that.
I wouldn't go out in public like this, but I would. I wear it during the show because stupid hair gets caught in the earphones.
I went to brunch in Crocs yesterday. Nobody gave a shit. Nobody noticed.
Did you wear your Crocs
Nobody
downtown?
Fucking cared.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, you see? And I was comfortable.
No socks, though.
No fucking socks. It's Florida. But, you know, if it was...
Oh, don't say it like that.
If it was
like,
fall.
What are you, crazy? I would never wear Crocs
hey,
with
listen,
socks.
Listen, what I'm about to say is
there
true.
There might be video evidence and photo evidence to the contrary.
Listen, this is true, and I'm not virtue signaling. Crocs with socks is very comfortable. It is, and that's
right.
True. And if you don't believe that, get woke, honestly.
Do what you can. Donate to what you can to what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Right.
It's they're us. They're us. They're Americans,
Americans
fucking
everybody.
Assholes. They're God, it's very frustrating.
You know, I was chatting with a listener today on Messenger about this, and I asked this guy, I was like, honestly, do you think Trump before the hurricane realized Puerto Rico is ours? And he was like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. He didn't fucking know.
I tweeted earlier, Trump is way, way too busy fighting against the NFL and NBA to worry about getting assistance to all those Mexicans in Puerto Rico.
We don't know what they want.
Right?
Anybody here speak Mexican? I need to communicate with these Puerto Ricans.
Why do I care about those fuckers? Texas still needs us. Why do I care about those Mexicans down in Puerto Rico?
We got to build a wall around Puerto Rico until we figure out what the hell is going on.
And that's not like out of the realm of possibility.
Of course not.
To have heard that come from his mouth as much. There's no. It's Poe's Law now. I mean, it's you don't well, have
you over the weekend.
There's no satire that is too crazy.
Over the weekend, we were sitting here in Crab Diving Studios, and I heard you say at least three fucking times that you couldn't believe Trump forgot Melania was there next.
That's spectacular.
And then, well, she was wearing that hat, you know, that MAGA hat all over her fucking, you know, far down on her head.
I didn't see her. She didn't have her tits out.
You didn't
I didn't fucking notice her.
I don't know that he cares about her tits. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, he was at like
I
a.
I mean, they're in love.
He was at somewhere.
They're in love.
They were at. I don't know where they were, but Pence was standing to his right, and Melania was literally standing right next to him on his left.
He didn't know,
wearing a hat, and you know she was. I'm out looking at disaster, Melania. So
right.
I'm wearing the $800 Carhartt.
Yeah, and what's with the fucking solar eclipse sunglasses she always has on?
Oh, well.
Always!
You can't see the Xanax eyes.
They had a picture.
Her pupils are the size of dinner plates. She looks like an anime
You want
character.
Her to not be high and live with that dick bag?
I respect the fuck out of that.
Did you see her though in those shades gardening in Michelle Obama's garden? Remember?
Well,
Flutus,
yeah, one of our
Flutus?
Facebook friends commented on that and said $700
sunglasses
designer shirt, $500 sunglasses, and she looks miserable, doesn't she?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I have to go out and garden? What?
She don't want a garden. She lives in a penthouse.
We're doing a photo op. We've got some black people.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put them in the garden picking shit.
Right.
And we're going to have them in the background just, you know, throw on some fucking sunglasses and put these gloves on and pretend like you're planting shit.
Oh, my God.
Pretend it's a photo shoot.
Right. She lives in an apartment.
I'll give you county.
Oh, she lives in that gilded fucking penthouse.
No, they're
telling
the White
me
House
she
now.
Wants to roll around in the fucking
oh, well, right,
soil.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, do you think she's like, I want to have garden in Trump Tower?
She probably fucked it up. She's probably in there gardening, digging around just for the photo. I mean, like, just throw seeds.
Well, that's the thing. I don't. Right. I don't. I mean, maybe we're not giving her enough credit. Maybe she's quite the horticulturalist.
Okay, well, sure. You know, soil shit's very, very fucking complicated. I know people that have studied that. You have to go to college for that.
Yeah.
She don't know about soil. I don't know. Those glasses.
The, which story do I
mean,
fucking
it
want
makes
to
her
here?
Look like she doesn't. She looks like a celebrity hiding from the public. That's who these people are. They are not public servants. I never, ever got the idea that Barack Hussein Obama didn't want to connect with people and didn't ever, you know, yeah. How many pictures are there of him talking to kids? I mean.
Well, yeah, there's pictures of Trump talking to kids, but the kids are usually trying to run away.
Yeah. Do you remember that picture of Barack Hussein Obama and that kid is touching his head? He let that kid touch his head. I mean, you know.
He got down on the floor with kids, with toddlers and shit.
I hate what the right wing nut jobs in Trump's Russia. Like,
what is that thing crawling on the floor?
Get me out of here. Oh God, I hate what you guys did to this country. Fuck you if you voted for Trump.
Like he ever saw his children as babies.
Oh God, he didn't care.
Take it away from me until it's done shitting itself.
It.
Yeah.
Does he even know the sex of Barron? I'm not kidding.
Well, what's her name? Ivanka raised them. No, Ivana. Wait.
Ivana.
The daughter's Ivanka. Ivana, the first wife.
Ivanka.
Raised him. Yeah. They were divorced by then. So, I mean, he didn't. You think he had shit to do with those kids?
No.
Please.
He didn't have shit. He hated
him. What was your name again?
Right. He hated him. He hates him.
You, Barracuda Teeth.
What is he? Yeah, boy. God, Trump. What the fuck, man? You must have.
You can't be mine.
Right. It's like he conceived him while he was, they were fucking on a open microwave or something. I don't know.
Anthony Weiner.
Yes.
15 gets you 21 months.
Bam.
Pleaded guilty.
Dee, 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 dee.
Started to cry as soon as the sentence was announced.
Oh, shit, man.
For sending sexually explicit messages to a 15-year-old girl.
But thanks for all the memes. That one picture of you sent that chick where you're like half naked with your dick out and your kids just to the side of you. That's
pretty amazing.
That's classic wiener. That's a classic wiener. Classic wiener. What the fuck?
Here's my dick. And here's something that came out of it a couple of years ago.
Right. And do you see a bunch of Democrats rallying around this guy?
Well, no. And that's one of the big differences. We were talking about offline earlier.
Crab diving, offline conversation.
Were he a Republican, they'd be preparing for his running again for office.
Oh, yeah, good job. Way to sex that underage chick.
He said he was sorry to Jesus, and she did have big titties.
Right.
For a 15-year-old.
God, Denny Hastert, man. All these guys. Ugh.
Meanwhile, one of the headlines, the subheadlines over at Drudge Report says 200 plus take a knee, 23%. They've done the math. We're keeping a list of all those defiant Negroes.
Yeah, this is the only time the right wing nut jobs can do math. It's when it involves, you know, like oppressing people of color. Then I figured that math. They know racist math, you know?
Pharrell, defiant at concert. These are headlines at Drudge.
Pharrell. Does he sing?
The singer.
I remember when I saw Dun Dun.
Maybe. He's like a producer, yeah.
The crazy song. You make me crazy.
Protests spread to arts world.
Yes. What the fuck does that mean?
As theaters take on Trump, it says.
Nobody likes you, Trump. Everybody hates your ass. Nobody likes you.
This is marketwatch.com. It's not just the NFL players who took action.
Yes.
Took a knee. The cast of the Broadway play 1984,
bam,
led by Tom Sturridge and Olivia Wilde, is doing Broadway. I didn't know that.
Yes.
And Olivia Wilde took a knee in solidarity during Sunday afternoon's curtain call.
Hell
at the,
yeah,
Hudson Theater in New York City's Times Square.
That's what the fuck I am talking about.
Michael Moore took a knee following Trump's broadside against players.
You better be careful doing that. I mean, that guy, get a spotter.
Probably needed.
I'm sorry.
Well, Stevie needed a spotter.
Yeah, right.
He did.
Yeah, of course.
He's an older dude.
He's an old guy. Yeah. Can't fucking see.
I'm going to make sure he's kneeling in the right direction.
Right.
Backstage, some of the cast of the Broadway musical Kinky Boots.
I don't know. Welcome to Kinky
Boots.
Which
is in its fifth year on Broadway.
Oh, shit.
At the Al Hirschfeld.
Okay.
They expressed their support backstage. They took a knee beforehand and they tweeted shit.
Right.
Awesome. Cast of the Tupac Shakur musical Holler If You Hear Me took a knee at the Southwest Arts Center in Atlanta.
Fuck yeah.
It says perhaps the most striking celebrity protest in support of NFL players was by Stevie Wonder,
right,
who took both knees while performing at the Global Citizen Festival in New York City over the weekend. Both knees in prayer for our planet, our future, our leaders of the world, and our globe, he said.
Good for you, Stevie. Fuck yeah. What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song?
Oh, it's so hard. It's so tough. I mean, Duke is really awesome, but... what did I hear earlier?
No April sun. So I just called.
One of my least favorites. How dare you whip out.
I love you.
Bad 80s.
That's a great
Stevie
song. I just called.
Oh, God. I hate that song.
You remember when him and, oh, God.
To say
how much I care.
I do.
Remember when Gladys Knight, Dionne Warwick, Stevie Wonder, and
I don't.
Who the fuck was the other person? They sang, that's what friends are for.
Oh, sure.
On Solid Gold.
Yeah, keep smiling.
That's what friends are for.
I said that. Wiener got 21.
Right.
Sentenced to 21 months.
Classic Wiener.
In the big house.
Yeah.
For, you know, his namesake.
Right.
Getting him in trouble.
Delete your Skype account. That could help. That might help him, you know.
Well, now he goes twice a week to horny people anonymous or whatever the hell
to what?
He's got a sex addiction, so he goes to some support group twice a week.
Well, but now he's going to jail, so what, you know, for what? So
they'll probably months? Continue his treatment while he's in jail.
Damn.
You think he's, what do you think, he's going to go to Rikers? He's still
I have no
a
is
rich
he going to go
guy.
To a nice place or
yeah
okay.
I'm sure he'll go to country club prison of some sort.
Just don't give this guy a Skype account, for fuck's sake.
Plus, he was a prosecutor. They're gonna
they're
gonna keep him protected,
right?
He put a lot of people in jail that aren't gonna be
or
will be really happy to see his scrawny ass.
That's like ironic in Alanis Morissette kind of way,
don't you think?
The
not bringing in a whole lot at the box office, apparently.
Yes.
I wasn't even aware that this artist was on tour.
Okay. Who the fuck
These
is?
These artists, I should say.
Right. Is it Damn Yankees?
The opening act of Dennis Miller, followed by Bill O'Reilly.
Blech.
His The Spin Stops Here tour.
Okay. Dennis Miller is officially done. I mean, you know, not funny. Fuck you. Good God.
Well, they did a tour stop in Baltimore on Friday.
Vomit.
And the former Fox News host, I'm reading from the Baltimore Sun.
Yes.
The former Fox News host played to thousands of empty seats. perhaps the best indication of the size of the crowd in relation to the hall is 45 minutes before the show, an usher came to me and about a dozen other ticket holders who were seated in the cheapest seats. This guy's not paying big money to go see Dildo.
Oh, how sad.
We were seated in the cheapest seats in the third level. They gave us tickets to move down to the first level close to the stage.
Oh, okay, well, that's nice. Good Lord. Good Lord, man. Dennis Miller is a stand-up comedian who was on Saturday Night Live. He could be leading the life of a fucking legend right now. You know what I mean? Like, he could be a legend. He could be a rock star.
He could have done movies.
Yeah. Now he's fucking, what is he?
But he's always been an asshole. I think that's the problem. Yeah. I think at one point he was kind of a funny asshole, and then he just really took a turn.
What happens? One day you wake up, you know, take a shower. You know, look at yourself in the mirror after you conditioned your hair. You're like, oh, fuck me. I'm opening for Bill O'Reilly. And then you just jump out the window.
Well, you join the conservative cult.
Blah. What's fun about going on tour with Bill O'Reilly?
Hey, Bill, buddy.
Isn't he friends with, like,
buddy
Colin
boy.
Quinn? I mean, he could be going on. Yeah.
Reminds me of Sisyphus pushing the rock up the hill.
He's funny. He used to be funny. He could be touring. He could be doing the coolest shit, you know? There's nothing cool.
He's opening for Bill O'Reilly.
A talentless wife beater, a violent dickhead, allegedly.
Tickets were available in Baltimore for a third of their value in resale in the week before.
Oh, man.
One ticket holder from Virginia emailed The Sun saying she bought her tickets in the spring and was shocked to find when she tried to sell them 2 weeks ago that hers had been the only one sold in their whole section of the second level of the hall. Only ticket.
Wow. Jeez. Maybe you go for smaller venues.
Dennis Miller said near the start of his solo part of the performance,
yes,
we got to start playing some bigger rooms. Yuck.
Jeez. God. You fucking hack dickhead. Shame on you. You know what I mean? He's a great comic using his power for bad.
The show
Fuck
started
you.
15 minutes late with Miller doing 25 to 30 minutes of solo, I'm putting quotes around it, comedy.
That's all he did. He just did like 30 minutes and all these people paid. And then who fills out the rest of the evening? Dildo?
I'd call it stand up and he was standing. but it lacked the energy I associate with stand-up comedy. Miller stood behind a podium and literally read jokes to the audience.
Oh, he doesn't give a fuck.
He said he has a comedy concert coming up and he's trying out new material.
How much are these tickets?
For people that paid money.
That is so fucking offensive.
That's a
God, you
cardinal
hack.
Sin. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's
really shitty.
Shit.
That's why they have open mics. That's why artists that are famous go and do bits in the middle of the night at the Comedy Store or whatever just try shit.
Yeah.
That's a place for it. I mean, you don't go when people are paying to see your ass.
Well, you know, the tickets to see Stanhope were like that. I saw Doug Stanhope in Mobile for like $35.
Mobile, did you go see any bands in Mobile?
I ran into Dennis D. Young at the Coffee Bean.
he would be in the what a nice guy category if he hadn't have had to ram the black guy thing in there. And I'm trying to I don't know, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt culturally. The black guy pistol whipping his sister, make her take her clothes off.
It's just that, I don't know. You know what happened, though?
I mean, he would his be a nice character that we sat and watched football with and drank. Well, he didn't.
You know, one more
drank.
Detail of this I think we forgot is that he was talking to us about music, really into it.
Yeah.
And then his sister brought over...
Different one.
A different sister, person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brought over
granddaughter or daughter.
An iPhone. Showed him the iPhone. And he was like, he looked at it. And then he motioned her away. He's like, oh, it's my sister. And then went into all that shit.
Oh, they gave him something to read on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she came back to say, did you see that? And he's like, oh, I didn't look at nothing. I'm talking to these people here.
And he's like, it's just for my sister. She got raped.
Meanwhile, he's showing us Fuel's latest music video on his phone.
I saw Scott Stapp do an acoustical performance
he did
in
have a
Soul
picture.
Kitchen.
He had a picture of himself with Scott Stapp. From Creed.
I forgot that.
Eyes wide open.
Hey, man, I just want to all you classic rock fans, you got a lot of racist followers out there. I mean, I don't know why. It's
but it's
not,
sad.
You know.
I mean, like he in my befuddled memory, he would be in the nice guy file, like a quirky nice guy if he hadn't dropped the black thing in there.
Right. And we're white, you know.
And now I'm like, well, I wonder if he's just a big old racist.
People. Yeah. Oh, fuck yes, he's a big racist. Abso-fucking-lutely. I have no doubt.
Would have been a different story if we were a couple of black guys sitting there.
How can you have such
right?
a... Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, he would have... I guarantee you, he would have gone to the management and say, hey, tell these people that we reserved this room and they're not allowed in here, or something like that. They have a problem with us.
That's true.
They gave us a piece of cake.
Everybody keep an eye on your purses.
They gave us a piece of his brother's birthday
cake. Yeah.
If our skin was darker,
very nice.
Would I have gotten the German chocolate cake? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no.
Which is bullshit.
Which is what?
It's bullshit.
Oh, it's total fucking
it
bullshit.
Makes me sad that what's wrong with these people that you know, for all intents and purposes, they appear to be really nice people, but shit.
By the way, Twitter's ringing in. Dennis Miller was never a comedian. He was a joke to me.
Is that Maud?
What is I?
Is that Maud or
yeah,
Anna?
Yeah. It
or
is
Maud
a,
or
it's a thread and thumb.
Oh, that's
I M H O mean. M-O? I'm ho.
In my humble opinion.
In my humble opinion. Oh, okay, never funny ever. I agree.
I don't know. I thought he was funny for like 10 minutes back in the day when
right.
Like Saturday Night Live. I mean, when he was first coming out.
Yeah, but you know what? We don't need. I mean, listen, we don't need to say anything good about him. Fuck
what
him.
Was funny about him were the references.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was interesting. You know what I mean? Like,
right. His ridiculous references that was kind of his shtick, and then it, like you said, it took a turn. But
yeah, he. I don't know.
I did find him funny at once, though. I'll admit it.
His politics.
I'll
are
confess.
Like, his politics are vomit. He has vomit politics.
Not funny. Like,
no.
Nick DiPaolo is also a right wing dick.
Yes.
But funny.
Right.
Still.
Yeah. And I, well, yeah.
Doesn't do a lot of political stuff.
Yeah. And I,
which might,
and
turn
I bet
people off, but
he plays a lot better to rooms of older white dudes.
You think DePaulo has a, yeah, that Artie Lang crowd?
Oh, yes. And I, you know, and I bet he has a, I bet he gets shit when he does colleges.
Which we saw in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, that's true, we did. Your virtue signaling. Ugh, that still pisses me off last night. All these people protesting, taking time out of their fucking day. You know what I mean? You go into a protest where you get arrested, you can get tear gassed, it's dangerous. The nerve of people to say virtue signaling. You're sitting on your couch smoking weed, eating fucking pork rinds. Fuck you.
One, back to the Baltimore Sun. One part of Dennis Miller's monologue dealt with ideas he had for TV shows and books.
Yes.
One offering was for an episode of NBC's...
What? What is it?
Law and Order SVU.
Oh, yay.
And it all takes place inside an SUV.
Man.
Oh, my God. God.
You suck.
Was he in an accident or something? Or did he...
I don't know.
Was he big into drugs and they fried his brain?
You know, maybe he hit his head. That's a... You know what? That makes sense. That makes sense. He must have had a traumatic brain injury that made him turn into a ridiculous right-wing nut job bag of garbage. That's what it is. He's got a scorching case of fuckface-itis.
Scorching. He referenced the big-selling Bill O'Reilly books, Killing Lincoln, Killing Kennedy, and Killing England.
Oh, God.
He's got some books out there, Dildo does.
I'm killing myself before I fucking read it.
And Miller said, I've got a new book called Killing Everybody. It's about everybody who O'Reilly hadn't already killed. Oh, my God.
Is that a funny joke? God, that's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Holy
wow.
Shit. I forgot how fucking funny Dennis Miller was. Damn, you're fucking hilarious, dude. That's a good one. I'm going to steal that. I'm going to steal that when I want to put somebody to fucking sleep.
The Killing England book was being offered as a freebie to those who signed up at a table on the second level for premium membership at O'Reilly's website.
Oh, yeah. God, who the fuck is doing this? Who? I want to see numbers, Kate. Get me numbers. I want to know how many premium fucking members Bill fucking O'Reilly has.
The guy writing this says, I went out of my way to pass the table 5 times Friday night. I didn't see anyone signing up. 2 people in my aisle, though, said they were already members.
Oh, okay. Oh, good for you.
O'Reilly came on, brought a little bit of energy, at least, into the hall. He talked about moving his daily 30-minute podcast. 30 minutes, weenie.
Yeah, you pussy. I don't say... God, I'm not... I've made a commitment on this show to not say pussy because, you know, I don't know. Fuck nut. That's better. Feels better. Fuck nut feels better. Okay. Thank you.
O'Reilly talked about moving his podcast to a new studio where it would be a bigger presentation. He says he's got 2.5 million followers on Twitter.
Yes.
And my dog has 3,000 followers on Instagram, he said. Solid laugh.
Oh. Is that true? Does his fucking dog have 3,000 followers? Maybe that's a joke.
He says, actually, Twitter has O'Reilly listed as having 2.2 million, but who's counting? Blech. I don't fact check dogs. There's got to be a limit.
Oh, shit.
O'Reilly said, so I'm actually having a good time. I did the Fox News Channel for 20 years and 6 months. Bigger applause.
Whoa. Who are these people? Who are these dirtbags? Who are this vermin of society fucking seeing Bill O'Reilly? Do they get merch? Does Bill O'Reilly have fucking merch, dude?
Probably. Dennis Miller had selling his shit.
Talking points. Do they get talking points t-shirts? Wasn't that his thing? Talking fucking points.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly. You know, word of the day or some shit like that, too. Or I don't know.
He then talked about starting to fight back against this organized cabal.
Fuck you.
In reference to the forces that were involved in his ouster from Fox. In the next weeks, we're going to have an explosive exposition.
Ooh. Oh, wow. See, that's bullshit. In the next few weeks. Gee, Bill. Watch that. Watch your pea shooter. Gobble. How's he going to fight back? throw all the leftists down the stairs, grab them by the hair, drag them across the room. That's how he fights, right?
In other words, he's got nothing. Listen to this. I guarantee you when we drop that bomb, you won't read about it in the Washington Post or the Baltimore Sun or the New York Times. You won't see it, all right? Because they're not interested in the truth, pursuing the truth. They're interested in pushing agenda. He's got nothing. His big explosive exposition is going to be a big shit burger.
Oh, yummy.
And then he's going to say, look, the mainstream media won't carry.
Fuck you. Fuck you, dude.
He's already laying the disappointment for yes. setting the bed of disappointment for you.
Right. Didn't he say
setting the table of disappointment,
shitting in the bed of disappointment.
Wow.
Good job. Well, how much fun was that
poor
concert?
Dennis Miller.
You know, like when you go to I saw Sturgill Simpson a while back at Wiltern in LA.
Los Angeles.
Yes. Oui. And you know what? You could barely see in there. It was just thick with pot smoke, honestly. It's a bunch of stoners. It was inside too. They didn't nobody cared. You think it was the same with this Bill O'Reilly, dickhead Dennis Miller extravaganza? Bunch of stoners. How square was this crowd? How uncool. I bet nobody had any fucking weed.
Oh, God. Well.
Losers.
I don't know. A lot of people smoke weed on both sides of the aisle.
You know, if you voted Trump God, that's another law we need. If we can prove that you voted for Trump or something like that, you will never get a medicinal marijuana card.
Like
no
neighbor,
weed for you.
The neighbor who I'm concerned that he can't see out of the rear window of his pickup truck with the big sign that says Trump make America great again.
I have a question. There's a gigantic SUV in front of his house on blocks.
Mm-hmm.
But just the other day it was on blocks in the backyard. I swear to God. So how the fuck did he get hit from the backyard on blocks to the front of his house? Did he put the wheel?
Wait, it was on blocks
in the backyard. Now it's in front of his house on the backyard.
Probably had to put the wheels on it.
God works in mysterious ways. It's Florida. Nobody's better at shoveling around cars on blocks.
There's probably 80 rednecks over there carrying it with the beer.
MAGA! And in the back, the big Trump decal on the back of that Trump truck window. Oh, it's disgusting.
It was Faithless Friday, everybody, on Friday. It is every Friday here on the big show. Go to iTunes, Stitcher, leave us good reviews and all that shit. It really helps us out here.
Eat a dick, Sky God.
A couple stories I didn't get to on the Friday because holy fuck. We're just inundated.
Oh, my God. There's so much shit going on.
With Jesus juice being poured into our holes.
Right. And this Trump spatter, it's everywhere.
Wait, Jesus juice is what Michael Jackson used to tell the 12-year-olds.
He's like, this wine is Jesus juice.
Jesus juice.
God. Was there anybody in history? I'm going to say something. He was equally creepy. And equally talented. And that says a lot because he did some groundbreaking music. I mean, really, he was, you know, in pop music, he was a trailblazer.
Shit, yeah.
But he was also in diddling, you know? I mean,
well, yeah.
The guy built a fucking playground in his mansion so kids would come there. I mean, really, why why else does a grown man, do you need to build
an amusement
park?
I don't
want to
live in a neighborhood near a daycare center like that. That seems like a layer of hell to me.
Yeah, I don't need to go to an amusement park more than once every 5 years.
Right.
Honestly. This guy built one in his backyard.
Not that I hate kids, just mass quantities of them running around my house is
what a horrible thing to have to say. Not that I hate kids, I just don't want to diddle them.
I don't want to put up lures for them.
Right. I don't want
on my property.
This guy had a monkey. What do you think he had all that? He had a zoo. He had a zoo. What do kids like? Kids like zoos and amusement parks. He's got both.
And apparently dick.
Oh yeah. God, have some Jesus juice. Welcome to Neverland. Good Lord.
There's a study.
Yes.
Out by the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology.
What the fuck?
That sounds interesting.
Researchers from Ohio University have found that Christians demonstrated an in-group bias towards other Christians in an economic game, but atheists did not have an in-group bias toward other atheists. In other words, we're nicer people.
Christians are more likely to hate other Christians.
And then
why?
And then going across.
Yes.
Atheists behave more fairly towards Christians than Christians behave towards atheists. What a shocker.
Wow. And do you know why that is? You know why? We're better.
Less assholery?
We're better. Be honest.
Tolerant, more open by definition. And if part of your adherence to your mythos includes marginalizing LGBT people or
not
women,
even, think about
or
it. Yeah,
people of other religions or races, then you're prone to that shit.
Yeah, and if you don't do that, you're better than people that do. And not only, not only do they marginalize.
There are some religions. We're talking about Christians here.
Yeah.
Think
about this marginalization. Imagine saying, oh, okay, this group of people, they don't subscribe or prescribe. Which scribe?
Prescribe?
They don't prescribe to my beliefs. So they're going to burn. They don't subscribe to my beliefs. They're going to burn in fucking hell. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, all eternity.
Imagine you believe that?
All eternity. Kids.
Oh, yeah.
They tell it's a scary story to tell kids. You're going to burn in hell if you touch your dick again.
You know, they all... That's so... You know, that really is fucked up. Obviously.
Well, remember what that horrible alleged Duggar did?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, the dad Duggar.
Yes.
One of the crew members said that he allegedly caught, a little Billy Bob Duggar, whatever. I don't know. One of the little teenage Duggars.
You're
jerking off.
Oh, yeah. Billy Bob Duggar.
And that they, didn't he duct tape
his
hands for like 2 days? And he had to do his chores. He had to go to the bathroom. He had to do everything with his hands duct taped so that he knew, you know, Lord doesn't want you touching your natties.
Can't we take his kids away?
I would think that should qualify
that
right there.
That is fucking child abuse. That's fucked up. Oh, my God.
So now it says research has demonstrated repeatedly individuals facing negative stereotypes are not passive observers, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
It's a whole thing here over at, I think this is Alternet.
Alternet, effete.
No, scipost.org.
Oh, shit. God. S-Y-P-O-S-T?
P-S-Y.
Oh.
Like psychology.
Okay, I see. Man, that is so, that, you know, all these Christo loons with their weird deviant shit. And all those fucking studies that show that people think atheists are baby-eating fucking monsters. They're telling a kid you're going to burn in hell because you jack off. And they even make heaven terrifying.
Well, I think atheists have finally passed pedophiles on the, on the acceptability list.
Oh, well, congratulations.
But not by much.
Congratulations. Congratulate me, right?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Congratulations, Kate.
We've passed the diddlers.
Is Kate an atheist?
Yeah.
You don't believe in anything, do you? Okay.
Kate believes my bowl's empty. I'm going to bark.
Yeah. Refill my bowl of burning hell.
I have a magical power. I bark and my bowl fills with food and water.
How creepy that. How about that story where that dude on Friday, on Faithless Friday, said that all the little fetuses that have been murdered in whatever, they're all like,
he's been to heaven a few times, apparently, and saw all the aborted fetuses hugging Jesus.
Oh, man, I did a joke.
Which, I mean, it would look like Jesus was covered in jelly.
No, the alien movie.
Like human jelly.
It was so horny beaver. Do you remember that? Where the alien
suckers? Most abortions are...
What?
Are
You mean life?
Blobs.
That guy's covered in life.
I did right, I got life in my eye.
Oh, shit. That's fucked up. That's funny. Oh, I did a joke based on our show last night. I said, you know, Texas has that law where they want you to bury your fetus if you have an abortion. It's kind of fucked up. Could you imagine all the weekend at Bernie scenarios? Here's my fetus water skiing. My fetus is wearing a sweater. He's not dead.
He's smiling.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I've got a story also out of
yes,
North Carolina.
Let me check that dick, boy.
You may have heard of it.
Ooh.
This place is already under investigation. This is from the Associated Press.
If they
An evangelical church
Blue.
That was already under investigation for luring foreign believers to the U.S.
Oh, God.
Where they were kept as virtual slaves.
Yes. God.
Quit fucking North Carolina with church investigated for importing hundreds of Brazilian worshipers and what? Turning them into slaves.
We've imported. Hi, I'm a church. What did you guys do today? Well, we put a bunch of Brazilians in a shipping container and brought them the fuck over.
According the World of Faith Fellowship recruits young members from two affiliated churches in Brazil to come to the U.S. on tourist and student visas.
Yeah.
Where they are put to work on the church's 35-acre compound in Spindale, North Carolina.
Spinners.
For no pay.
Oh, my God.
One man, Andre Oliveira, told the Associated Press he was forced to work 15 hours a day,
yes,
usually for no pay, cleaning offices and warehouses owned by the evangelical church. He was also forced to work at private businesses.
What the fuck?
Owned by some of the church's ministers.
What are you guys doing? What are these guys doing?
Failure to comply resulted in beatings. And shaming from the pulpit.
Hey, what do they do at this church? Because the way I understand church is, it's a building with benches and shit, and then the preacher...
Show me where slavery is wrong in the Bible.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It doesn't say it's wrong, right?
You heathen.
Oh, okay, well...
So there.
But if you go to church, don't you sit around, you pray, you sing hymns, you fucking jack each other off, who knows? You have covered
that
dish dinners.
Like a church. What?
Yeah, it was. Not you, but
church I went to.
Yeah. I mean, when do these people have time to say, hey, listen, round up some Brazilians, put them in, bring them over. We need some slaves.
They kept us as slaves. He said we were expendable. We meant nothing to them. Nothing. How can you do that to people? Claim you love them and then beat them in the name of God.
Oh, God, you dickheads. Who does this?
What they said they had their passports taken away.
Oh, God, that's...
They lived in horrific living conditions with as many as 8 people living in the basement of a church leader's home.
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
What little
creepy
money they were paid was immediately returned to the church to pay for their living expenses.
Oh, my God. That...
So they're under investigation.
Oh, really?
For that.
Fuck the
and
investigation.
And now there's more.
What?
The latest story is that this, the founder,
yes,
of this Word of Faith Fellowship,
fuck you,
reportedly,
boy,
encouraged parishioners to file fraudulent unemployment claims so that they could make sure they kept tithing.
Oh my God.
They reportedly encouraged church members to defraud the government so they could keep filling her church's coffers, saying it was God's plan.
Wow. Now, listen, horrible people. These are the worst, right? Human traffickers, kidnappers, just batshit, evil fucknuts. But resourceful. I mean, geez.
A contractor named Randy related how he appealed to the church founder, Jane Wally.
Jane.
Whaley? Wally? W-H-A-L-E-Y? Whaley? Yeah.
Wally. Fuck you, boy.
To allow him to scale back his tithing. because his business wasn't doing well, only to have her encourage him to file a fake unemployment claim, unemployment claims in the names of his employees.
How do you do that?
According to the report, he wasn't alone. Multiple other church members also admitted they committed fraud in the name of the church. The report goes on to note the allegations are being investigated by the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security.
Why would you? But you know, if you're going to the church, you're just a member, and your pastor says to you, hey, why don't you file fake unemployment claims so you can give that money to the church?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you then say, hey, you're insane. Why would I do that?
I thought the church is supposed to say, well, that's great. You know, well, let me know if you need help, if you need financial assistance from us, because we're here to help you.
Hey, listen, it takes a lot of money. Commit a felony
so you can keep me in my nice house.
You think these fucking Brazilian slaves just show up out of thin fucking air? How do they get from Brazil to...
What is wrong with people?
Where is this?
I don't get it.
Where is this evil fortress of doom?
North Carolina.
How much does it cost to bring a whole gaggle of Brazilians
over to
be slaves?
They probably charge them for their own travel expense. You got to work that off, boy. I mean, we'll give you your passport back after you work off your flight.
Yeah, imagine these people have to have been abused and just, ugh.
Detailing years of fraud, former church members estimated that the fake claims, including some filed by the business owners' wives and other family members.
Oh, wow.
Could have diverted hundreds of thousands of tax dollars to the church.
Who the fuck are these people? Donald Trump?
And then in June of this year, a church member admitted that she led approximately... Oh, I remember this one. The same church where a church member admitted she led approximately 30 parishioners from the church to attack and beat a gay member of the church to expel his demons. Remember that one?
Yes. Fuck these people. Fuck them. No more investigation.
They lured him?
Yes.
And then started beating the shit out of him to expel his demons. Expel that jizz from you.
Before they go in round these...
Spit out that cum.
Listen, before they go in there, round up these fucking people and fuck them up. They have to do an investigation. They just can't go ahead and do it. Don't we know enough?
Why is this organization still going?
I don't know.
After they kept slaves. Why is this organization still going?
Hey, listen. I assume some of them are good people.
North Carolina.
Today we did a story about a church that has Brazilian slaves shipped in. And I've got a whole bunch of slaves in my basement. I'm into Jesus, by the way.
In the name of Jesus.
Right. Oh, yeah. I pray. Do you pray? Imagine you pray and you got a bunch of people locked up in your basement that you kidnapped. Who? These
Unreal.
Are the compartmentalization that these people are able to do. What's up?
Susan Collins has said she will be voting no on the health care bill, essentially killing it dead. Susan Collins, Maine Republican.
Yes. Let the butt hurt commence. Oh, it's going to be great. Let it, the butt hurt, please. Let it rain down from non-existent fucking heaven.
I'm reading from Axios here. Collins will oppose. Officially said she will oppose the Senate's latest bill. Another nail in the coffin.
Oh, shit.
It only takes 3 no votes to kill it.
Oh.
And we've already got John McCain.
Right.
And Randy Paul.
Hey.
Senator Rand Paul.
Right.
Although I think Ted Cruz said he might not vote for it, too.
Oh, really?
For the same reason as Rand Paul.
It's not evil enough.
It ain't scrubbing enough black off of the health care bill.
It ain't evil enough.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Too many people still might be able to, I don't know, get health care.
God.
That's great news.
That's fucking awesome, man.
It'll come back.
Yeah.
Don't worry. They'll try to figure something out.
But there will be butt hurt. Will there not be?
Too evil. Well, they're going to try to do tax reform, and you thought healthcare was hard.
Yes.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's super hard.
This one is going to fail biglier.
Right.
This tax reform.
Will there be a twat storm?
Because you're not going to be, yeah. Because you're not going to be able to, they're not going to be able to get anything done again. Because of their own assholes in their own party.
Their own assholes.
And then they're going to scream that the Democrats won't work with them.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know why? Because you're monsters. How do you work with a monster? How do you work with a party filled with racist fucking dickbag monsters?
Yeah, half your party doesn't want to work with the dickbag monsters.
How do you work
with... Why would you demand the Democrats to work with you?
You're the party of Louis Gohmert. You're all bananas.
Yeah.
These right-wing nut job dickheads. My God, we just did a story. Do you realize we just did a story about a church that shipped slaves in from Brazil? How does it start? How do you think that started? I'm serious. At the church.
Somebody had an idea.
Who said it?
I don't know.
Who introduced it? Who had the balls to introduce the idea that, guys, I know it's going to sound crazy, let's go get some slaves from Brazil.
Get some of them fucking South Americans come up here and get them work for us.
Oh, they must be so evil, these people. Let's go get some Brazilians.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, sure. That's crazy.
The Lord knows white people are better than you.
Hey, man.
Gross, gross, gross.
Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
God, I don't know. Do you want to have your ears bleed for a minute? Listen to little Fox and Friends.
Right. I'm going to need a tourniquet around my eardrum.
Inexplicably, Brian Kilmeade not having a great run at it.
Oh, God. Fuck you, Brian.
Putting salve on his butthole.
Ooh.
After Jimmy Kimmel reamed him.
I'm all out of salve. I'm bleeding from this butt hurt.
Called him a little creep, and Brian Kilmeade went out for 20 minutes on, I'm not little. I'm 5'10", 170 pounds. I don't know if you look at all the charts that say, like, height and weight and everything. I'm far from little, goddammit.
I'm a real boy.
And I'm not joking. That's, like, what he said.
God.
That's what he said.
That's insane. That's not hyperbole?
No. Maybe that goddammit part. In the,
right.
I got a big dick.
Old Brian Kilmeade, you got him a fucking hog.
Well, he almost sounded like he was coming down on the side of almost sanity when they were talking about this NFL protest shit this morning.
But
Kilmeade almost kind of criticized Schindler.
Oh my God.
He thinks it's outrageous that the players are kneeling during the anthem, of course. It's outrageous.
Well, Ryan. Yeah. Okay, we're going to name outrageous things. It's outrageous that cops just shoot unarmed black people and don't understand why everyone's pissed off. That's outrageous.
But he says, Trump, though, made things immeasurably worse speaking out.
Oh, my God.
I know what his intention was, but the language used was just galvanizing the wrong direction. So he's not even upset about the language being wrong.
Yes.
Or the whole, I don't know, stance.
Right.
Being wrong and horrible.
Yes.
He's like, well, you know, it's just making the other side hate us more, bringing them together against us.
But what he's saying, the substance, Trump's substance is correct, is spot on.
But then listen to it. Then Ainslie and Ducey come riding to Trump's rescue.
Riding.
Can't handle it. Whoa. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. You're criticizing the president. I don't know, you know.
Oh, sucky, sucky, Jackie, Jackie.
Fox and Friends, I'm sorry for your ear holes.
Oh, yeah.
That you have to listen to this shit.
I think personally, I've been out front saying how outrageous I think taking a knee during the national anthem from Colin Kaepernick in there, as you guys know, from day one. Because even if you're outspoken in sports, it's no problem. Muhammad Ali, outspoken. Charles Barkley, outspoken. Curt Schilling, outspoken. No one has any problem with...
I'm sure Ali and Charles Barkley would love to be put into that trio with fucking Curt Schilling.
Curt Schilling is a racist fucking
I would have my people. Yeah.
He's an Islamophobic racist fucking crap.
Yeah, I would have my people calling Fox and Friends and being like, don't you ever fucking
He's so
ever
racist.
Conflate.
He brought the Red Sox their first World Series title in history. That man is never going to be in the Hall of Fame. Fucking never. Because the sports writers hate him so much. That's how heinous he is.
Because he's a turd.
He's a big bag of shit.
Outspoken. Curt Schilling, outspoken. No one has any problem with, they have an opinion, but they don't have a problem with people speaking out. In fact, a lot of times, they get broadcasting contracts. Like Richard Sherman, when he talked about mediocre, he's going to get the biggest broadcasting contract when he's done playing for the Seahawks.
But you're saying there's a time and a place?
But with the president, and I understand his sentiment, made things so much worse, and the language he used was terrible.
I'll give you one quick guess. Can you or can you not see Ainsley Earhart's knees?
Oh, you can. You can. On screen, yeah, you can Ainsley.
You can almost see her
lips. Hear what she says? There's a time and a place. There's a time and a place. Hey, people of color, gay people, trans people, you're not treated equally in this country, but there's a time and a place to address that. Oh, okay. But in the meantime, I'm not going to get treated right. But yeah. I'll just wait patiently.
Ducey looks quite comfortable in his whiteness.
God. Big white Buana decides when I can have my fucking rights. A time and a fucking place. Can you fucking imagine?
Well, and the shit that bothers me is how they keep bringing up how much these players are being paid. Like,
what
that means
the
they
that
have
matter?
No right anymore. The law, it's hard to put up with these millionaire NFL players protesting.
God, you're the
What do they have to protest about? The white people are giving them a lot of money.
Oh, God. Fuck you.
But that's exactly where it comes from.
Yeah. The white people are paying you to
shut
up.
Yeah. That's, you've got a roof over your head, slave.
Yeah.
Granted, it's millions and millions of dollars, but it's from the same place.
Well, you know, that rookie guy who took a knee, Maxwell. His first name is Maxwell. Bruce Maxwell, I think. He's a rookie catcher on the Oakland A's.
Oh, for the MLB.
The first guy in baseball to take a knee. He got a call up, you know, I mean, he's making a lot of money, $500,000-ish, but it's a league minimum.
Right.
He's at the bottom and you know, the stats are against him that he's actually going to stay and make, you know, all the millions of dollars that these guys speak about.
Colin Kaepernick can't get a job and he's a decent quarterback. It's not like Tebow.
It's a sacrifice. These guys are using their position for good.
Right.
Sentiment made things so much worse, and the language he used was terrible. When you have Robert Kraft coming out against you, you know you've gone too far.
What does that mean?
Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots?
Bob Kraft is a right-wing nutjob dickbag,
yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, gave $1 million to Trump's campaign.
Yeah.
He came out for his players and against Trump in this battle.
Right.
So that's why Kilmeade's like, when you even have Robert Kraft...
Well, don't you think Robert Kraft just looked around and, you know, was like, well...
Well, he's afraid they're going to riot, Ryan.
Oh, yes.
Remember, go to Facebook.com. You can read that / crab diving. You can read that story. There's some...
It's like just when you think...
Some Republican slime ball slithered out from under a rock and said...
How racist can we be, you know?
It was like on the CNN. He's some toady and he said some pundit. And he was like, well, basically, you know, really all these owners... side with the president, but they're worried that their players are going to riot.
How offensive. I mean, especially, God, I feel like, do these guys know what is going on with the protests? Do these right-wing nut jobs understand that this is about Black Lives Matter? Because Black lives don't matter like white lives matter in this country. I'm sorry. Police just shoot Black people. We've seen it. We've seen it on tape. I can't fucking breathe. That guy's dead. Jesus fucking
CNN
Christ.
CNN host Poppy Harlow was incredulous this morning when Trump's supporting panelist John Thomas?
Well, at the end of my John Thomas. I can wear one of those rubber things at the end of my John Thomas because we're a Protestant.
They just had a dick on the panel. It was penis sitting there.
He claimed the NFL owners were only supporting Black players' rights to peacefully protest.
Yes.
Police brutality by kneeling during the national anthem because they're afraid of the players rioting.
Okay.
God. I understand why the owners, I guess, would want to stand behind their team, because in a sense, they don't want riots from within their own ranks. And we're left with no choice on that issue.
People like that need a shock collar. Whenever they say racist shit, you just buzz them and maybe that'll teach them.
But do you notice the language he uses? He doesn't say strike or that they're going to quit.
Riot.
They're going to riot.
Riot.
Interesting.
Well, it's racism.
Right.
They're going to riot. I mean, how racist is it going to get? It's sad. It's so fucked up.
Poppy Harlow was taken aback by the argument.
Yes.
She said, are you saying that you think these coaches and these owners don't actually believe what they're saying, but they're trying to prevent a, quote, in your words, riot within their own ranks? And he said, to me, if I'm a businessman, I've got to say, I got to keep my employees in line. I don't want them rioting, so I'll stand with them.
Listen to what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Republicans.
So many
suck.
Of them are such horrible people. But they I mean, suck. It's just unbelievable.
How uncool is it to be a conservative? There's nothing cool about it. Look at Dennis Miller. He's on a podium. Yeah. Reading shitty jokes. He's testing out on people that paid to see him open for the great Bill O'Reilly, Dildo Riley. Is there anything cool about that?
The coveted spot of opening up for Bill O'Reilly.
How gross. It's just not cool.
I go on after the stripper.
Yeah. That Bill O'Reilly throws down the stairs. That's his closing act.
Yeah. For my closing number, I'm going to choke out a bitch and throw her down the stairs.
When he talked about, like, he worked for 20 years at Fox, does he act like he just walked away from that job, like he got tired of it? Or did he sort of mention that he's not there anymore because of all these horrible abuse allegations and all these fucking lawsuits and all these harassment things? Does he bring that up?
Mm-mm.
He just acts like he just quit because he wanted to?
So, Kilmeade finishes up, and now Ainsley Earhart is like, whoa, oh, wait a minute. Did you just criticize the president? I just had somebody in my ear saying that Rupert Murdoch called, and I've got to say something nice.
Oh, yes. Something nice and shitty.
Kraft coming out against you, you know you've gone too far. Robert Kraft spends time in the Lincoln bedroom. He's friends with President Trump beyond their wealth and their riches and their circles. He made things immeasurably worse by speaking out. And I know what his intention was, but the language used was galvanizing the wrong direction.
Well, Brian, he is the voice for a lot of people out there. A lot of people agree with him and are scared to...
He is the voice for a lot of people out there. No, he's the leader. He's right. Supposed to set the tone. He's not supposed to be the asshole at the end of the bar yelling. I don't want that voice
right.
to be heard in the White House.
That's not what Obama did.
We don't want the tiki torch waver's voice in the White House. We don't want somebody to be that. We want someone to speak to those people and say, no, you know, you shouldn't do that shit.
He's doing the exact opposite. You know, I mean, he's horrible.
So Kilmeade, inexplicably airing on the side, he must have got to check his car for an exhaust leak.
Oh, you think
into the cab, because something's going wrong with him. If he's like almost criticizing Trump,
carbon monoxide poisoning.
And then she's like, "Well, but he's the voice of a lot of people."
God, you're supposed to be the voice of right. You're supposed to be the moral authority.
Excusing it, but he speaks for a lot of people. Well, those people are racist assholes. Yes, he should be speaking to them, not for them.
It's insane. It's insane. It's disgusting.
Well, Brian, he does speak for a lot of people.
Congratulations. So does David Duke.
Right. So did...
Who?
I was going Godwin's Law.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hitler?
Yeah.
Yeah. So did Hitler.
Voice for a lot of people out there. A lot of people agree with him and are scared to give their opinions. I'm not saying I agree with...
Who is scared
yeah.
anywhere to give their opinion on this?
Especially when we have Schittler in the White House. That's the problem. Dumbass, these people, these racists, these bigots, these dirtbags are emboldened. And they don't even need to march with hoods. They carry tiki torches.
There are some opinions that you should be embarrassed.
You should be embarrassed of yourself to be expressing,
right?
That would be nice.
That's the paradox of tolerance.
Yes,
that we talked about before.
Oh, right.
There's in order to have a tolerant society.
Yes,
there is paradoxically one thing you have to be intolerant about. Yes. It's intolerance.
That's right. Fuck you.
It doesn't include the tolerant left. I love when some moron puts that on a comment somewhere. Oh, look at the tolerant left. Look at you being nasty to me because I said something racist. I thought you're supposed to be tolerant.
This guy deleted this fucking dickhead I went to high school with deleted a comment off a Facebook thread, some conversation. It was about Black Lives Matter. Mm. And I told somebody to fuck off.
All lives matter.
Fuck off. I don't like that language. No bad language will be tolerated on my thread. How am I supposed to talk about racism, that ridiculous racism in 2017? I can't use expletives because why? You need me to be polite about the fact that you're a fucking bigot? Fuck you. Fuck you. Man.
A lot of people agree with him and are scared to give their opinions. I'm not saying I agree with what he's saying. I'm just saying there are a handful of people out there, Brian, that really feel like he's their voice.
A handful. She went from a lot to a handful.
There's a handful of bigots out
there. There's a couple of people out there who feel like he's their voice. He shouldn't be. Once you get to the presidency, that's the whole point, is you're president of all of us. You're not just president to your fucking Confederate flag waving, knuckle dragging, tiki torch holding ass fox.
Suck my dick.
Good God.
Fucking maddening. God damn it.
Well, you know.
Some of them are good people. You got to figure what did he say?
Fine people. There's some fine people on both sides.
He said, you have to imagine or believe there are fine people on both sides. Holy fucking shit.
Jews will not replace us.
That's what they were saying.
Point out the fine person in that group there, Donnie.
If you can't point out the fine person, then that's good. I don't know.
Baffling. Man. Baffling.
God damn it. If anybody out there needs a date to their Thanksgiving fucking holiday and you got conservative parents, bring me. We won't have to do anything. You don't even have to look at me. You don't even have to talk to me. Just let me sit down at the table and let me unload
I want to lay
waste. I want to lay waste to conservative Thanksgiving somewhere. Please, let me. Oh, it's making me insane.
Should we raffle you off like one of those bachelor raffles?
Yeah. You want to fucking
give somebody the rose?
Fuck up Christmas. I'm going to tell you why Black Lives Matter while you're choking on your fucking cranberry sauce, you fucking asshole. Fuck these people.
Yeah, it's really very frustrating, this little bit of racism.
Fucking Fox and Friends. Damn, what happened to them? What happened to them as people, all of them? Did somebody not hug them enough? Did their parents teach them shitty things? Did they go to...
Yeah,
did they have
some
dirtbag teachers or what?
All of the above.
What makes you that?
I saw some tweet earlier. It was some mother with her son who just joined the military, and we, of course, thank him for his service.
Hell yeah!
But she was like, "This is a picture of my son who just joined the military, and he deserves an apology from all those players for disrespecting."
I don't know. I got friends that serve that are veterans, and I see a lot of them saying, this is exactly why you fight. So this guy can protest the fact that he's not treated as an equal citizen.
Right.
This is insane, guys. This is an easy one.
There were some very unkind responses to her.
Good. fuck me.
I apologize to your son. Thanks for his service. And I apologize to his son that his mother is a cunt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, Donald, you fuckhead, this all your shit. He could solve this. He could turn this. No, he can't. He's a racist. There's no chance. Incapable. I'm just saying, if he got visited by the ghost of Christmas present, past, and future last night, and just woke, he could wake up, you know, assault gun ban.
Mm-hmm.
He could open up the book, say, hey, Mueller, this is what went on with Russia. We did wrong. This is what we did. This is how we fix it. Am I on drugs right now? I mean, do I sound insane? I sound insane. For Trump to turn it around, he needs to be visited by supernatural people in the middle of the fucking night to fix this guy. We're fucked.
Except for Trump, the ghost of Christmas past, I mean.
Butter fucking emails.
Look how great I looked back then.
Ugh, butter fucking emails. Oh.
Oh, hey, ghost of Christmas past, can you take me back to that hotel room with the hookers peeing? That was fun.
I want to see that episode again. Yeah. I want to watch me sadly masturbate next to a hotel clock radio while two Russian chicks, I don't even know, pee all over the room Obama stayed in when he was here last.
Take me back.
You're fucking nuts.
Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer.
Hey, Chucky.
Calling for. Says.
More hair plugs.
That Democrats are insisting emergency aid for Puerto Rico,
yes,
be included in any supplemental disaster relief packages for Harvey and Irma.
Okay.
Wait, don't tell me they were thinking about not including Puerto Rico.
Oh, geez.
Schumer also urged his constituents to add the U.S. Virgin Islands. Well, U.S. Virgin, U.S.
Right,
right. Is this a thing? Are we having to have this debate that we should help the U.S. Virgin Islands, that we should help Puerto Rico? Are you fucking kidding me?
As white male progressives, it's our job to not assume Schittler knows the U.S. Virgin Islands are part of the U.S. Someone needs to tell him. Call your representatives today. Make them remind Schittler that Puerto Rico and the U.S.,
our American citizens.
Virgin Islands. Yeah. That's the U.S. I mean, they're not states. They're territories.
Right.
Is the island of virgins a territory or no?
And lots of Mexicans.
Yeah, there's lots of
Mexicans. Lots of Mexicans and blacks.
You're joking, but he might have said that. I mean, he might have said that. You don't fucking know. Dumb.
Thanks for joining us this lovely weekday. We do this every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific on the Western Coast.
That's right.
5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. Don't forget you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole.
That's right, Pat.
At crabdiving.com/Amazon, where all the cool kids buy shit.
Yes. Buy some shit. Don't be a racist dickhead.
Even if you are a racist dickhead, you
change.
Can still buy shit through our Amazon portal.
Don't wait for the ghost of Christmas present, past, etc. to visit you. Just change. Don't be a dick.
The ringing in,
hello,
of course, with an opinion that can't be missed.
What fuck stick are we going to hear from?
InfoWars own Alex Jones, hot off the presses.
Okay.
He's not happy about these athletes taking a knee, Ryan.
Okay. Well,
final segment, and then Pat Dimio, really smart guy, manager of our Chicago affiliate, done it for 8-9 years now. Visited me a few times.
God, dude, should we get some like really white cool rock music, white guy rock music playing?
That guy, I think Alex Jones would just love the racist gentleman that told us all about the band Fuel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy's great. He's a good American. I bet that guy listens to InfoWars, reads Breitbart, all that shit.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it would have been interesting to bring up the whole players taking a knee thing with him. I almost did. I was like, no, we're having a good time.
Well, you know, and also we were vastly outnumbered.
Yeah, I was afraid to even celebrate that awesome Bears victory.
Oh, yeah.
In overtime because we were surrounded
by Steeler fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rapeless burgers, my face.
8-9 years now. Visited me a few times in Austin. Amazing. He's going to be hosting. He's got some big stuff planned for Chicago. I'm going to leave it at that. It'll make the news. But he's coming up. Roger, I know you don't want to give away too much today. So we're just going to have you on live right after the hearing tomorrow. And, of course, your statement will go up on InfoWars.com.
Oh, I think Roger Stone has his hearing tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
I think that's who he's talking
to. Oh, that's right. The GOP dandy.
Yeah.
Come right as you go in. And I guess you're going to take that statement today with us and also give us a written statement. But any other little tidbits you want to add? Tell folks again what time the hearing is. This is game day. And then expanding, what do you make of the left, like David Horowitz said earlier, not knowing when to stop and going up against the American flag and America? And
nobody's going up against the American flag. No one's going up against America. No one's going up against that horror. It's a shitty song. Let's just be all honest.
Yeah.
The Star-Spangled Banner is a shitty song. It's hard to sing.
Yeah, it's in a fucked up vocal range.
It's not catchy. And it's a shitty song, and it also gets a little slavish.
Yes.
In the third stanza, where there is allegedly a line that has something to do with,
yes,
like it's okay to go grab your slaves that have run away or something like
Where's
that.
Where's the chorus?
There is none.
Where's the hook?
Right.
Honestly, in that song. No, who wrote that?
I think you're sexy and I like you a lot.
Die Antwoord would never have, you know, composed a song like that. God.
Sorry, I've been listening to
D Antwoord. Oh, sorry, I said it wrong. God, I sound like a dickhead. Go buy D Antwoord on fucking Amazon. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, they're
they're fucked up. Whatever.
But I like their music.
I do too.
There's something interesting about their fucked up
insane
music. Like electronica rap. They're called the Zeph. They call their style Zeph, which is like South African.
A little impish Satan little lunatic running around throwing bricks at people, cutting people up with swords.
I think you're freaky and I like you a lot. Anyway.
Right.
The Star-Spangled Banner. No.
Oh, yeah.
America the Beautiful is better. Be a better anthem.
It's a lot better. What about that Lee Greenwood song? That's a good one.
Ugh. God. there's the rest of he's upset that what about when is the left not knowing when to stop? Going up against the American flag in America.
Fuck you.
Going up against America.
Ooh, yes.
Not knowing when to stop and going up against the American flag and America. And that now they're on CNN, MSNBC saying, get rid of the flag. It's white supremacist. Get rid of the Star-Spangled Banner. I mean, we knew that was.
Who's saying? Well, yeah, we're saying get rid of the Star-Spangled Banner because it's shit. Get us a different song.
Yes.
A better song.
No one's saying. Yeah.
It's just a shitty song. But
that's not the point of the protest.
Well, right.
It's not the song. Listen, Alex, it's not the song. It's the fact that black people in this country aren't treated as equals. Cops are shooting black people to death. And that's bad. Do you think he understands that?
Who's on CNN and MSNBC saying get rid of the flag? I want citations.
Well, Blitzer.
Get rid of the flag.
Anderson Cooper.
That's a new one.
Kathy Griffin.
Get rid of the national anthem before sporting events.
Right.
I'm all for that. What the fuck do we need that for?
I don't know.
Why is that that creepy nationalistic...
Yeah, why don't we parade out some missiles
ritual?
And shit?
Yeah, why is that shoved down our throats? I've always... whenever I'm anywhere, I'm like, well, it's time to go get a beer.
Yeah.
Or this is weird.
Fucked up.
I won't do the hand over the heart thing either. That's creepy.
Yes.
It's coming, but I mean, don't all the minorities get? I know they're not the ones really running this. I mean, literally, like you're America. It's yours. It's big. It's prosperous. It's still.
You ungrateful darkies. Don't you get?
It's yours. It's America.
What the hell are you protesting for?
You got plenty to be thankful for. Eric Garner's got plenty to be thankful for. Well, he's dead because, you know, he got choked out. He kept saying over and over, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. It's on videotape. Those cops didn't go to jail, right? Or did they?
Of course not.
No. God.
like, you're America. It's yours. It's big. It's prosperous. It's still one of the best places ever to be able to do whatever you want. What you live here, you get rich here, and then you piss all over it. It's the most spoiled, rotten crap I've ever seen.
Spoiled, rotten. See, that's that.
Oh,
I can't believe these rich Negroes have the audacity,
right,
to question anything here in this country.
You know,
but white millionaires.
Oh, the Koch brothers.
They should be in charge of us.
What about the Koch brothers?
Right. They should be running everything, Ryan, because they're smart businessmen.
Ooh. Oh, God. You know, I mean, you know,
the country's fucking gross right now.
It really is. Trump.
There's some kind of cancer going on in our country.
And we forget. I don't think we just forget that where Trump came from politically, birtherism.
Yeah.
That's where he was, tweeting about it, talking about it on talk shows, you know, assembling a team, right? Didn't he assemble a team of dickheads to go prove Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya? Racism. That's where he was born from.
He lied.
What do you mean?
I'm sending people down there.
You didn't do
I've
it.
Got a team going down to find out, to sniff around, see how much Obama is from Hawaii.
Meanwhile, we got a church somewhere in North Carolina importing slaves from Brazil. I still can't get over that. What the fucking fuck? None of this is normal. None of this is fucking normal, right?
It's exhausting.
Kate, it's not normal.
Correct. It is.
It was fucked up.
None of this is normal.
The president's a rapey dickhead. Racist.
We don't have time. We're going to play tomorrow. I know you'll be disappointed, everyone, but we don't have time to get to. We don't have time to get to the Jim Baker clip.
Yes.
But it is up on our Facebook.
Oh, dear God.
Get to the go to facebook.com/crabdiving,
right,
where all the cool kids hang out.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, Mod Gon, sorry about whatever we said about Lee Greenwood, or we're jackasses, I guess.
What'd you say?
I don't know what she's referring to, but
we'll work on our apologies for whatever we gotta apologize for. Thanks for listening to us. We will be back tomorrow after 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget, yes, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Thanks to those tweeting.
Oh, yes. Twat away, please.
Participating. Thanks to those buying shit through our Amazon hole. It helps us out a lot. crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We love it.
This helps us out. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram at RatedRComedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
And we want y'all to have a great evening. Bye bye.
Crab diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crab diving.
RatedRComedy.com. Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Also, freaking Vile.
And we want y'all to have a great evening. Bye bye.
TTF.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.